Welcome to the fun show.
I'm Kelly Cree.
I'm Jessica Mullen.
And this is your hour of fun.
Now, let me collect myself to tell you about Moji.
Oh, wow. How'd I know it was going to be about this?
Well, I had like a rough few days emotionally, not because of anything, but I was just feeling kind of depressed, kind of like unsuccessful. Little bit like a failure. Kind of hated myself for a couple days.
Was it your period?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, of course. It's just
every problem a woman has. Or a person with a period. In case you're wondering, listeners, every problem we have is because of our periods.
Yeah, it was the progesterone spike around day 21. And so I didn't feel like doing anything. I didn't feel creative. I just didn't feel good. And so I was doing all the normal work to work on my mood, but listening to Moji really chills me out. And I was just, there was nothing else I felt like doing other than listening to someone that was uplifting. So, and I just watch the 3-hour satsang videos, and sometimes I just sit there and watch them and actually pay attention to the whole thing, which is wild for me to not multitask while listening to something. It feels so much like Abraham when we first started listening, like just the ways that he put stuff, I just can really hear it. And I feel like I've known presence as the answer ever since 2011, but I've had a very hard time getting there, like finding the right technique, finding the right trick, the right circumstances. Like, what is the formula? And I know that there is no formula, but I still had a mental block. It was like literally a mental block. So the other day. And I'd been listening to that pure awareness I am meditation a lot, which really worked well for a few days, but it's still like it didn't stick. It lost its flavor after a week or so.
Always does.
Which I have something to say about that. I'll just start with that.
Okay.
He says, "The sky has no favorite clouds," and I put in parentheses, "That's why thoughts lose their flavor." Because he uses the sky as the metaphor for this capital S self, the absolute, and the clouds are your thoughts.
Okay.
And so he says, the sky doesn't have any favorite clouds.